Radio Itis Picerno. Tecnici in onda.
Good morning, I'm Gabriele Cappellano.
And I'm Alessio Aleandro.
We are attending the fifth class of the of this high school, Itis in Picerno. Today we host 12 teachers coming from different European countries for the Erasmus project. In the early morning they have had a laboratory lesson in our web radio studios, and now we have the pleasure to interview them in order to know something more about them and their countries.
Let's start the interview with teachers from Spain. Let's present yourself.
Maria.
Good morning, I'm Julie.
Carlos.
A curiosity about your school. Which are the other subjects do you students study in the school where you teach?
Language, science, math, chemistry, English, Deutsch, well, Deutsch, German, art, music, literature.
Which are the most popular university faculties chosen by students in your country?
Probably medicine.
We love music. Do you know any today's singer in your country you would recommend us to listen to?
Nino Bravo.
What is your opinion on the digitalization of education?
I think it's very important. Our school in Santa Cruz de Tenerife, Spain, we've been working with Google tools and Google applications for about 5 years. And 2 years ago, all of our students started using Chromebooks, which are kind of like laptop tablets, where they can use their own Google accounts and use all the tools available to complete projects together, do exams. It's a different way to learn, and I think it gives them more confidence as well when they're working.
Thank you.
Now, let's make some questions to the teachers from Turkey. Present yourself, please.
I'm Darman.
My name is Fulya.
Is this the first time that you have been in Italy?
Yes.
Just a question about the Turkish cities. We often hear about Istanbul, but there are for sure many other towns you would recommend us to visit, aren't there? Which are them?
I think you should see Izmir, our own city. It's so beautiful and lots of beauties in it. I advise you to come there.
Where are you from?
I'm from Turkey, from Mula, but I live in Izmir. Our school is in Izmir. Izmir is the third biggest city of Turkey. It has almost 4 million people. It's on the coast. It has a big sea. It's in the Aegean region. It has lots of beautiful food, such as sarma, kebab, mantı. They are famous. And also Izmir is famous for its beautiful girls. It has many touristic regions like Çeşme, Foça, Urla. They are so famous, and most of the tourists come and visit there. I think that's all for Izmir.
Thanks.
It's the turn of the teachers from Romania. Let's present yourself.
My name is Cosmin.
My name is Mirela.
My name is Ionelia.
We know that in Romania there are a lot of castles. The most famous is the one of Barna. According to you, it's the most beautiful one. And would you recommend us to go and visit it?
Yes, I recommend to visit Castle Bran. It's Dracula there. It's a very nice place near Brasov, at center of Romania. I recommend that.
Can you tell us a typical Romanian festival and Knov you celebrate it?
Yes, we have a lot of festival, Romanian traditional festival in our city, Craiova, summer. And I recommend to come in Craiova summer for that festival.
How many hours of lesson do you the students have on a school day in Romania? And how do you, as a teacher, usually take a lesson at school?
6 or 7 hours per day. Every day, 6 or 7 hours. And practice nursing in hospital, public hospital.
Thank you.
Let's go on with the interview with the teachers from Poland. Would you like to present yourself?
Hello, I'm Ursula from Poland.
Hello, I'm Agnieszka.
Hi, I'm Piotr.
The Nobel Prize for Literature Olga Tokarczuk was a fine recognition for Poland. Would you define your country as a culturally living reality, and do you recommend us some authors?
Yes, we've got a lot of Nobel Prizes in Poland, but the last one was really a surprise for us, and we are really proud of our writers and literature. And maybe Piotr will tell us something more about Nobel Prizes in Poland.
Yes, we have a long tradition to win a Nobel Prize from 19th century. We have lots of writers which write novels, mostly historical or social topic in these novels, and they won these prizes, like Raymond, Sienkiewicz, Szymborska in poetry.
Do you want to talk about the Eurovision contest?
Yes, it was a contest for kids, Eurovision kids, and we won the first prize again in a row. So last year in 2018 we got a prize, like a first prize, and this year again, which was again a surprise for our country, and again a great pride for us.
Which places would you recommend us to visit in Poland?
I think it is Kalisz, because Kalisz is the oldest town in the Poland.
Thank you. Now we conclude with our teacher from Italy. Teacher Uliano, please give us three keywords for a perfect organization of an Erasmus activity.
Perfect is already a difficult word for Erasmus meeting, but for a good Erasmus meeting, for share the activity, for enjoy the time, for have a right cultural and social moment, it's important a good team that work before the meeting or together, share the project with other school and stakeholder, and find the right partnership to dissemination the project, at the same time have other exploitation, other skills and competence that other schools and association have for the project. And the last, use the creativity and welcome the host in the better way.
And why, according to you, the Erasmus projects in school are so important?
I think the Erasmus project is important for teacher and for student, also for community. When we host, when we come in another country, we can improve social skill, pass the stereotype, know each other in the right way, and the awareness in intercultural and value of the Europe increase so much. Also, we share the activity and the methodology in education. But I think the core of the Erasmus project is the know each other, and we find day per day, step by step, a lot of things that we are in common and not in different. We are European for the history, for because we share this beautiful continent, and we can building a good future for our students, for all the people in Europe, and also for the migrants that can arrive, and they are welcome.
Thank you very much.
And now a little message from each country. Let's start from Spain.
Congratulations for your radio, and also we are so glad to be here and meet you all.
Muchas gracias al proyecto Erasmus, y nos vemos en marzo en Canarias.
Thank you. Now from Romania.
Erasmus, thanks to you. Mulțumesc și la revedere.
Thanks a lot. Poland.
We are sending the best wishes for all the listeners of Radio Iris Picerno, and see you in Poland. Do zobaczenia w Polsce.
Thanks a lot. Turkish teacher.
We wish you success in your life.
Sizi Türkiye bekliyoruz.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you all, and let's listen to our radio.
Grazie a tutti e arrivederci a presto in Italia.
Erasmus, thanks you!
Radio Itis Picerno. Tecnici in onda.